to pay for a song for my podcast. So I learned how to play guitar, kind of. Doody 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 doody. What the hell do I know? Heyo, it's the But What Do I Know podcast coming to you from sunny Bakersfield, California. Oh, 94 degrees is what it is outside. Yep, that is hotter than what you're probably used to, unless you live here, and then that's exactly what you're used to. Degrees, I think we can all agree, is too hot. That's too hot. And people, I hate this this one here. When somebody, oh, is it hot enough for you? Is it hot enough for me, you fuck? You son of a bitch for asking me? Do you realize what an asshole you are? Do you have any clue? Probably not. Because somebody that had a clue would not ask that question specifically. And that's why I'm pro-guns. That's why I think everybody should have them. Every single person, even the crazies, should have guns. Just to deal with that guy. The guy that comes up and, whoa, is it hot enough? He doesn't even finish the sentence when I unload my wrath right into his face. The front part of his face. So it's gone. No open casket for you, you rhetorical question-asking piece of shit. It's aggressive. It's an aggressive way to start the podcast, but that's what happens when you live in, like, the 11th circle of Satan's asshole. And that's where I'm at right now. Well, why don't you move, Trevor, if you don't like it? Well, I'll tell you. Because the rent's cheap. It's like $10 a year to live here. What I pay for a two-bedroom place for my part, I could get nothing. Like, I could get a box under a bridge. Studio apartments cost what my two-bedroom does here. And I got a pool. I got a pool. So as soon as I'm done doing my bitching on the podcast, I'm going to go splash around like a little baby fish. Little fish boy out in the pool. Yeah, some neighbors can watch. Oh, little fish boy, let's get on with it. Let's see. Oh, last weekend I went to San Luis, and I got trapped in the 12th circle of Satan's asshole, Lost Hills, California, on the way out there. Hey, isn't that where James Dean died? No. You dummy. He died like 15 miles or something up the road. Somewhere else. It's a different spot. But we set up shop in the Dairy Queen there. That was an interesting human watching spectacle. I don't... Oh, man. The people that go into the Dairy Queen in Lost Hills, California look exactly like what you think they look like. It takes a real piece of shit to get into a car with six people, let's just say, for giggles, for poopies and gigglies. Let's say there were six people, right? Because some of these people are traveling, and there's multiple passengers, okay? You come into a Dairy Queen, and the first thing you do is demand cheese curds. Wasn't an ask. These people weren't asking. They weren't, oh, hey. Do you have cheese curds? I would like some cheese curds. May I have some cheese curds? Could I exchange currency for cheese curds? No. They come in and they say, give me some cheese curds because I'm going on the road and I want to eat a bunch of dairy at the Queen of the Dairies before I get into a car with the windows rolled up and five other people in it. It's a real dick move. That's all I'm saying. And I want to call, I want to get in touch with Guinness World Records and just see if there's ever like, there's got to be like one dude that holds the record for being the only guy that's ever walked into a Dairy Queen with a six pack. No, not Coors the banquet beer. Six pack abs. Washerboards. Just doing laundry on your tum-tum. Like a crazy person, but you could do it. You earned it. You worked for it. And that's your reward. I don't even know what a washerboard does or why it's associated with abdominal muscles. I could Google it, but I'm not gonna. So, we were stuck there for 4 hours, 5 hours maybe. Then we got a tow truck. The tow truck finally showed up. And dude was pissed. He was angry because the people that said they got paid didn't tell him he was getting paid or something, and somebody, there was money, and he just kept saying, he kept repeating all these stories. Like, he was sending a message. Like, he would tell a story, and he's like, "That's fine. I'll drive you to San Jose, but you gonna pay. $75 an hour, you gonna pay." And then, like, the next story would be like, "Oh, that's fine. You want me to come get you in Las Vegas, Nevada? $100 an hour? You gonna pay? You gonna pay? Oh, Mr. Elon Musk, you can't figure out how to get to Mars? Well, I will take you to Mars, but you gonna pay $5 billion an hour. Mr. Elon Musk, you gonna pay? You gonna pay?" So we kept listening to those stories. He got clipped in the ass by somebody's side view mirror as he was fixing tires on the side of the road, which scared the shit out of me. Made me never ever want to. If I ever get a flat tire, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to pull over, and that's just where I live now. I'm not going to bother changing. I'm not going to call anybody because I don't want to put them in that kind of danger. I'm just going to live next to a barbed wire fence on the side of the I-5. Maybe open up a fruit stand. I don't know. Could work. So I watched a documentary because I hate to read. So I watch documentaries instead, and I feel like that makes me just as smart. 'Cause reading's for nerds. How many words you read? Don't matter. You ever read a word? You a nerd. You are a nerd, sir. And I don't like reading things. I don't like reading things unless, like, somebody's fucking or there's goblins in it. If there's goblins in it, then I'm on board. But I was watching this documentary about this guy, Roger Stone, who is scary as shit and a maniac. And apparently he's been behind, like, every Republican that's ever been elected. Now, I'm about ready to go into some shit here. But and just know, because the whole point of this podcast is that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. But what do I know? What do you know? Can we all agree that none of us know what the fuck's going on? That's the point here. So when I make these assumptions, just know, or when I state these opinions, just know that I understand that I'm dumb. And I just want you to understand that you're dumb too, and then we could all be dumb together and just kind of try and figure it out instead of being dicks to each other. But this one guy in particular, this Roger Stone, who this documentary was about, is a legitimate dick face. 100% has a face of a dick, or a dick for a face. Just a general dick-shaped face is who this guy is. And yeah, he's been the puppet string puller behind all the basically every Republican that's gotten elected since Nixon. He's the dude that basically invented the smear campaign. And he's got this cute little story. He's like, "When I was 5 years old, I was in line at the cafeteria," or something. I'm paraphrasing here, but the gist of it is what was on this documentary. "I was in line at the cafeteria, and I just started telling everybody that Flip Blue had..." Which is not a real person's name, and I hope that you don't go Googling Flip Flip Plu. It's a name I made up because I can't remember the real name. But anyway, he went around and he said something like, that this person had a shitty haircut or make sweet, sweet love to cans of tuna that have been out in the sun too long. Whatever weird thing that he said. And then he looks in the camera, he looks right in the camera, and he goes, and that's when I learned the value of disinformation. But I haven't used it since. I haven't used it since. Like, bullshit, you just used it. That was disinformation, aka lying. You're a liar. A lying liar who's... Hold on, you smell that? Yeah, burning pants. Because yours are on fire, Mr. Roger Stone. He basically just looked in the camera, told the whole world, lying's awesome, but I'd never do it. You're out of your mind. Out of your mind. And he had a shitty haircut. Like, he had this weird, like, and I'm not, this isn't disinformation here. This is legit. You can Google it. It's a matter of opinion, but I'm pretty sure we'll see eye to eye on this. His haircut was dumb. It was dumb as fuck. It was like a comb over. It was, okay. So, like, if shitty hair on a scale of, like, I'm going bald, so I just shave it to, like, Trump. Okay? Trump is that. Then this dude, Roger Stone, would be, like, an 8, maybe? Right? If Trump's 10. He's just a few notches down from Trump. It's like, Trump does the come-over thing, but he doesn't have quite enough. Same thing, I think it's Chris Matthews. Who's the fucking hardball guy? I noticed that last night. Hold on. Let me Google it. Hardball. Hardball. TV show. Isn't that it? No? Hardball. Chris Matthews. Yep, that's it. That's it. Chris fucking Matthews. So then, like, Chris Matthews would be, like, maybe one or two spots below Roger Stone. But it's just, like, a dumb, like, comb-over thing. And then, like, all of his dudes in the fucking... whatever little, like, Illuminati, you know, we're going to eat bald eagles in international waters kind of, like, crew. These guys where they just, like, they have too much money and all they want to do is they just use that money to figure out how to get more money. Right? That never-ending just sort of snowball money machine. They all had shitty hair. And I'm pretty sure, like, you can tell how evil someone is by how shittily... they hide their bald spots just by how terrible their comb over is. I've never seen a person I look trustworthy. It's almost like it indicates deception, like straight from the get-go. Like he woke up in the morning and he's like, I'm bald, but I'm gonna tell people I'm not. And then he walks outside, people go, hey, you're bald. And he's like, no. And he's just kind of swooping it over. Wind catches it the wrong way. Oh, hey, you are bald. No. No. Like, I don't... like, these are the people that, like, wear fedoras, like, 10, 15 years after, you know, they should. Like, you see a 20-year-old dude in a fedora, you're like, okay. Like, you just, you've got so much just, like, testosterone and unspent cum just in, like, floating around in your head. That you don't know what to do, so you just try to cap it with a shitty hat. Like, it's excusable. Like, your brain's not fully developed till you're 25. And then you've got, like, maybe a 5-year grace period. I'll be generous. 10 years. Because I'm 32. I don't feel like an adult. Right? I make mistakes. I look in the mirror. I see an 8-year-old with a beard and eyes that have seen too much. Okay? So I get it. So you want to wear... You want to wear a fedora... and you want to be 35? Okay. 36th birthday, you throw that shit in the fire. Down the garbage disposal. Give it to a 20-year-old dude. Let him carry on the tradition of douchery. Okay? Unless you're in like a jazz band. Maybe. But then you have to play like a specific instrument. You have to play saxophone. Okay. From now on, I decree... that only men above the age of 35 can wear fedoras if and only if they play saxophone. And I think that's a fair compromise because you can always learn how to play. I'm making no stipulation on how good you have to be. You just have to, play saxophone. You could play badly. I don't care. In fact, if you play badly, it makes sense. You're like, oh, this guy just doesn't understand things. He's playing shitty saxophone with a shitty hat on and probably... I think it's something. Give me a second. Nope, I didn't think of something. Thought it would come. I tried too hard. Let it be a lesson to you, kids. Never try. Oh, Simpsons, forming my childhood. Okay. Anyway. So, I couldn't even get through that whole documentary. Because it was just so, like, I had to just go and take a shower. You know, like, it, like in the movie, like, after somebody, like... Like, somebody that's never murdered, like, has to murder, like, 10 people to get their kids back. And then they just have that, like, that... Like, they vomit, and then they just cry in the shower. Maybe that was one movie. Maybe that was, like a movie I saw that happened. But I remember it happening. I think it was the first James Bond with the Daniel Craig guy. Anyway, whatever. I don't research this shit. So... I ended up shutting that documentary off about halfway through. And then I watched me some pro wrestling. Because that made me feel better. Watching dudes caress each other as they fly through the air. I don't know, man. Because I used to watch it as a kid. And I was hoping to get some of that little nostalgia back. A little bit of that. But there's no... There's no Macho Man anymore. There's no Ultimate Warrior. There's nobody that's even like doing that kind of thing. Everybody, it seems to me, in the WWF right now is some version of, yeah, I wear jeans and a t-shirt and I talk real low and calm and collected. Maybe I'll cut off the sleeves this time. Maybe I won't. Right? Everybody's some... There's like 10 of that dude. And then there's like 3 guys that are hillbillies. They're just... They play banjos. My favorites... And these guys stand out. There's just a group of like 3 dudes that they all wear like Dayglow shit. And they pedal out a fucking like an ice cream cart. Like a little tricycle. Like a little La Rosa's tricycle. And I don't know where you're listening to this from. I don't know if they have La Rosa's. Just think Ice Cream Man on a bike. And these dudes come out and they just hand out popsicles. Like, that's their whole shtick. And I love that. I fucking love that. Because it's insane. And that's what wrestling should be. It should be fucking insane. I think. I guess. I don't know. What? Is this interesting enough? Is it me second-guessing myself at every turn? I don't know. Followed Andrew WK on Facebook recently. If you haven't, you should do it. Because it's everything you would ever want it to be. He does like this... he does like this Dear Abby style like advice column. And oh boy is it awesome. People will like... People will write in like, Dear Andrew WK, oh man, I think I forgot how to party. What do you do when you forget how to party? Sincerely, no party in Philadelphia. And then like Andrew WK will come back and be like, Dear, no party in Philadelphia. The secret to partying is to find your inner party animal. And it's just ridiculous. And borderline insane. Maybe he should be a wrestler. Quickly, get Vince McMahon on the phone. Call Andrew WK's people. We need to make this happen. Somebody needs to make this happen. I just I as much as I love Andrew WK, I have a fundamental concern about going for advice to the guy that wrote lyrics like "Tear it up, tear 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 it up, 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 tear it up, tear." Like, that's a song. That's a song. I don't. Yeah. Maybe I'll pull it up and play it. I was going to be like, oh, I don't want to get sued. But then, guess what? Nobody listens. There's like 7 people that listen to it. It might not even be 7 people. It might be just my mom hitting play like 6 times or 7 times, however many times I said it. Let's see what we got. Don't get me wrong, I like that song. I just not sure how I feel about getting my life advice from the dude that, like, that's his bread and butter. Party, 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 party! I don't know. I'm probably wrong. I'm probably wrong about that. Alright, let's do some ads. Let's do some ads here. Our latest sponsor on the But What Do I Know podcast is a great company that I endorse fully, 100%. I use their equipment. I would never promote something on this podcast that I didn't firmly believe in, okay? And this company that I'm going to do a read for right now is called Vegan Hunting Supplies, okay? Are you interested in the great outdoors and have long desired to try your hand at hunting but can't because you're a vegan? Not to worry. Vegan Hunting Supplies has you covered like a leather jacket on a buffalo. At Vegan Hunting Supplies, you can find great deals on premier vegan hunting supplies, such as bullets that tickle or automated bear traps that will read the bear its favorite bedtime story. Also, at Vegan Hunting Supplies, you can purchase the services of one of our many hunting experts, such as Jake. Jake is a real man and will field dress your kill for you while you cry in the truck. Also, he knows how to keep a secret so your friends won't find out. And last but not least, you can pursue our wide selection of flavored liqueurs to wash down any sense of regret you might have. Call now while supplies last. Okay, that's Vegan Hunting Supplies. A little weird they didn't leave a phone number, but they want you to call. But you can figure it out. You guys are smart. You guys are smart. Right, Mom? 7 times listening to this? She'll figure it out. Oh, man. So many, like, I hear all these other podcast people, and they're like, oh, yeah, all 7 of our listeners. And it's like, you know you got more than that. You know you got more. It tells you. It literally tells you. I actually have 7 plays. 7 whole plays for the week. I don't know if they're the same person or not. I really don't. I would kill for 7 listeners, is what I'm saying. For 7 people to hear my voice and all the important things I have to say. We need to reach millions. My fan base in Ghana, I have let them down. If you go back and you listen to the older podcasts, oh, I was tearing it up in Ghana. The Ghanans. The Ghanesians. The Ghanalalalalalans. They loved me. And I loved them. And I turned my back on them by not doing this podcast for 3 whole years. It's been 3 whole years, I think, according to Podomatic. Which means I've been paying Podomatic without realizing it for like 3 years. and not doing a podcast, which is part of the reason why I started doing it again, because I don't know how to cancel it. And I'm like, oh, well, if I'm going to pay it anyway, I might as well. I'm doing my podcast. So, yeah. Here we are running out of shit to talk about. Oh, I did mention that we went to slow. Oh, yeah, yeah. We got stuck in the Lost Hills thing. But we went to do the Avasti Scoundrel podcast in San Luis Obispo. It's my buddies, Mike Zaluski and Mr. Richard Storer III, maybe, Esquire. I don't know. I'll tack shit on at the end of your name. I don't give a shit. Oh. But we went out there, and it was what could only be described as a beautiful catastrophe. We started way, way late, and we were way, way drunk, and a little catty, a little bit. Claws came out, a little bit. If you think guys, if you think drunk guys can't be, meow, oof, got another thing coming. Listen to that podcast. You'll hear all, meow. See that shit in real time. I don't know what that last part meant. But it was fun. It was, had a great time. And much like on, when we talked a little bit about when we went on tour, myself, Andrew Boydston, Mike Zaluski, Jeremiah Nation, and famous comedian Mason Wilkes, Shade Tree Archaeologist. He's a comedian first, but he studies ancient stuff like as a hobby. He just kind of does that on the side at Johns Hopkins. They let him come in, uses their beakers or whatever, their little fucking rice paper and chalk, you know. So you go on the in the Indiana Jones tombs and you kind of do that backwards writing, where the writing is everything where the chalk isn't, or coal or whatever. Okay, anyway, that's enough about Mason. But yeah, so much like on tour, there was just this high point where everybody's just having a blast, and then there was a low point where I'm pretty sure basically, it's like if you imagine a roller coaster where you go up and then you come down, and then there's like two kids on the ride that, you know, they're kind of riding that border of you got to be this big, and they were just like a little bit shy, but they had like those puffy skater haircuts, so they got on anyway. And then there's like, nope, and they woof, phew, and they shoot out through the guards, right? And then you never see them again. Okay, so that happened on the way down. They just went, boop, those two guys just went, oh no. And then we went, we kept going, and eventually everybody went to sleep. And then me and Mason found an electrified tennis racket for hitting flies, and immediately started hitting each other with it, and then started hitting people that were asleep. And oh boy, was that a lot of fun. I enjoy fucking with people and smacking them with an electrified tennis racket when they're sleeping is, oh, so hilarious. So, you know, that's what you get. Fell asleep with your shoes on. Suck it. You're gonna get fucked with. It's the rules of the party. Dear Andrew W.K., my friends, they hit me with a fly swatter that was electrified at a party we had, and I don't like it. I didn't like it, and I don't know what to do. What are the rules of partying that allowed them to assault me with an electrified tennis racket? Sincerely, shockingly not party. Ah. Oh, dear, shockingly not party. Did you fall asleep with your shoes down? If not, you fucking deserved it. All right. Let's do another commercial here, because I got to get through. These people are giving me so much money. Like, so much money to do this podcast. It's insane. It's insane. It's just dump trucks of money that are constantly being just, they don't even put it in my garage or anywhere safe. There's just so much money that, like, if people steal it, it wouldn't even matter. It doesn't even matter to me. They just dump it. I've got a very low fence, and they just dump it over the fence into my backyard. And the only thing I do is I go out with a leaf blower, and I just everything around. And just, that's just so my dog has a place to shit. And then there's, like, there's still money on the ground where it shits. So she shits on, like on bills, like on Benjamins, right? And then those are the ones I take to the strip club. OnlyDudes.com. Are you tired of your wife or girlfriend nagging at you all the time? Well, look no further than www.onlydudes.com, where you and other dudes in Only Dudes can get together to talk about sports, grilling, or those naggy, naggy ladies in your lives. At dudesonly.com, we pride ourselves in our ability to reach around and give you a hand when it comes to finding some dudes that you can trust to bring a good time when you're looking to fill up your man cave. Want to invite your new friends over for a rousing game of cornhole, but don't want your wife or girlfriend to complain about it? Well, at dudesonly.com, we have a strict backdoor policy, meaning our dudes will only come in your back door, so your wife or girlfriend never has to find out. Don't start your next boys' night half-cocked. Visit www.dudesonly.com today and use the promo code BROMOCODE to receive $10 off any flat-billed hat. Remember, that's dudesonly.com, dudesonly.com. You know, I don't know why they give it to me to say it as if I work with them. I don't really work for them. They just, they're like, hey, bro, we got this thing where, like, dudes can hang out online and then have, like, meetings together. And I'm like, sounds awesome. And then they're like, all right, here's a dump truck full of money. And I go, sweet. So I think that is, I think that's going to be it. It's going to wrap up the podcast. I got to get some jokes together for tonight. Got a little bit of comedy night at the place that I'm gonna go do comedy, but you probably won't know about it until after it's already done, so I'm not gonna tell you anything. All right, thanks for listening. This has been the But What Do I Know podcast. Tune in next week, or don't. I can't afford to pay for a song for my podcast, so I learned how to play guitar. Kind of doody 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 doody.